Millions, if not billions, of people around the world are experiencing major stress in their lives, adversely affecting their health. Are you one of those whose stress negatively affects your success and happiness? How happy are Americans? The World Happiness Report summarized the sad state of happiness in the United States and the role of digital media. Quote, "The years since 2010 have not been good ones for the happiness and well-being among Americans. Happiness and life satisfaction among United States adolescents, which increased between 1991 and 2011, suddenly declined after 2012. Thus, by 2016-17, both adults and adolescents were reporting significantly less happiness than they'd had in the 2000s, end of quote. My friends, how can you overcome stress and live a life of success and happiness? Your Bible gives proven keys to cope with the challenges of life and keys to produce lasting happiness and success. On today's program, we'll be offering you an inspiring Bible study guide titled Vital Keys to Happiness. This audio CD contains three Tomorrow's World programs that will give you the major principles for abundant living. Be sure to write down the contact information to request your free copy. We all face major stresses in our lives, but you can find the way to true success and contentment. You can meet the challenges of stress and even produce success and happiness if you follow the ancient and proven keys revealed in your Bible. Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. The world is facing dangers nationally and personally. The COVID-19 pandemic and the war in the Ukraine cause worry and anxiety. Many fear a World War III or even a more severe disease pandemic. As we accelerate our technology and pace of life in our 21st century, millions experience increasing stress, depression, and physical illness. Regular viewers of Tomorrow's World have seen these biblical trends prophesied long ago coming to pass here in the 21st century. Our news headlines seem to present a never-ending series of conflicts, wars, and riots. The global pandemic and financial crisis have severely damaged many nations and peoples. Natural disasters are setting new records of devastation, death, and destruction. Can we survive under these stresses? Can we even succeed in spite of stress? Can we experience happiness in our danger-filled world? We'll answer those questions on today's program, and we'll be offering you an inspiring audio CD titled Vital Keys to Happiness. This audio CD is absolutely free of charge. There is no cost or obligation. This audio CD includes two additional Tomorrow's World programs, Peace of Mind Through Prayer and The Seven Laws of Success. Be sure to write down the phone number and address to order your free copy. You can also order this inspiring free audio CD on our website at twtv.org/happiness. How successful are we coping with stress? The American Psychological Association stated, quote, "Around three-quarters of adults, 76%, say they have experienced health impacts due to stress in the prior month," end of quote. We also saw that the World Happiness Report stated that, quote, "The years since 2010 have not been good ones for happiness and well-being among Americans," end of quote. The report also stated that adolescents have been seriously affected. Quote, "Adolescents spent less time attending religious services, less time reading books and magazines, and perhaps most crucially, less time sleeping. These declines are not due to time spent on homework, which has declined or stayed the same, or time spent on extracurricular activities, which has stayed about the same. The only activity adolescents have spent significantly more time on during the last decade is digital media. The amount of time adolescents spend online increased at the same time that sleep and in-person social interaction declined, in tandem with a decline in general happiness," end of quote. On today's program, we'll share with you seven strategies for success and happiness in these times of stress. And be sure to write down the contact information to order your free audio CD, Vital Keys to Happiness. Strategy number one for success and happiness in times of stress is seek the highest goals in life. Millions of people seek the wrong goals in life. Many set wealth and possessions as the sign of success. The more money, designer clothes, luxury cars, and glittering possessions, the more successful in life they think they are. But your Bible emphasizes greater values in life. Proverbs 8:10, for example. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her. When you seek the true values in life, you can put into perspective the carnal passions that produce stress. One of the most important passages in your Bible discusses the common need for food and clothing. In Matthew, the 6th chapter, the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, commented on those of little faith. People were stressed over their physical needs. What did Jesus tell them? Matthew 6, verse 31. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Here we find an awesome truth that many reject. In rejecting that truth, they reject the very solution to their problem. God is the giver of every good and perfect gift, as it tells us in James 1, verse 17. And he's promised to fulfill all our need in Philippians 4, verse 19. My friends, you need to listen to what Jesus told those who lacked faith. Read that in your own Bible, Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. When you set the right priorities in life, you can overcome many worries and anxieties. Strategy number one, seek the highest goals in life. Strategy number two for success and happiness in times of stress is claim God's promises. Your Bible is a treasure house of God's sure and wonderful promises for you. If you have your Bible, turn to 2 Peter, the 1st chapter, verse 2. The Apostle Peter gives us strong encouragement. He writes to us, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us, listen to this, exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I've listed some of these wonderful promises in previous programs. I encourage you to make your own personal list of God's promises. God has promised to answer our prayers, Matthew 7, verse 8. He has promised to fulfill all our needs, Philippians 4, verse 19. He has promised to guide our lives, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. He has promised us long life if we honor our father and mother, Ephesians 6, verses 2 and 3. He has promised to give us the desires of our heart if we delight in him, Psalm 37, verses 4 and 5. He has promised us peace of mind, Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. He has promised us the gift of the Holy Spirit, Acts 2, verse 38, Luke 11, verse 13. He has promised this gift of his love, Romans 5, verse 5. And he has promised us eternal life, 1 John 2, verse 25. And there are many, many more promises in the Bible for you and your family and for all human beings on earth, if you will come to God in prayer and in faith through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, apply strategy number two, claim God's promises. We'll continue with more vital strategies to the problem of stress in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this inspiring free audio CD or compact disc, Vital Keys to Happiness. This 80-minute CD contains three Tomorrow's World programs, Vital Keys to Happiness, Peace of Mind Through Prayer, and The 7 Laws of Success. You need this vital information. These programs will help you in your study of the Bible and help you cope with the stress in your life. You may even want to share the CD with your family and friends. As stressful times and world conditions worry us, we need to apply these vital biblical keys to happiness, peace, and success. They will help you to survive stress and learn how to enjoy peace of mind. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio CD, Vital Keys to Happiness. You can also order this free CD on our website at twtv.org/happiness, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/happiness. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 10 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/happiness.
In the first part of our program, we saw that the health of millions is affected by stress. We also saw that the lifestyle of adolescence has produced record levels of unhappiness. How can we achieve success and happiness in a dangerous and stress-filled world? We briefly discussed two keys for solving those problems. Strategy number one for success and happiness in times of stress is seek the highest goals in life. Strategy number two, claim God's promises. Strategy number three for success and happiness in times of stress is pray about everything that worries you. Turn in your Bible to Job 3 and verse 25. Are you what some call in the vernacular a worrywart? Do you let your fears and worries produce emotional and physical stress in your life? The patriarch Job said, "For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me." Job expected his fears to materialize. He did not pray about his fears. My friends, you need to acknowledge your fears and worries and ask God for his help. What was the Apostle Paul's solution for anxiety? How do you cope with worry and fearful concern? Let's read this amazing biblical strategy in Philippians 4 and verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In other words, share your worries, your fears, and your concerns with God in prayer. Do you confront your worries and concerns and fears? Pray about everything that worries you. Share your intimate thoughts with God. He knows them anyway. Now notice how to pray about everything. Remember Philippians 4 and verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. The Apostle Paul says to pray with thanksgiving. Thank God for all your blessings. Thank God for the very privilege of asking for his intervention and for victory over your anxieties. Strategy number three for success and happiness in times of stress is pray about everything that worries you and pray with an attitude of thanksgiving. Thank God that he is willing to help you overcome your anxieties and fears, and that he's willing to give you peace of mind. Strategy number four for success and happiness in times of stress is maintain a positive mind. The Apostle Paul experienced stress, trials, and tribulations. He wrote in 2 Corinthians 11, "From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep." How did he cope with those stresses? He focused on maintaining a positive attitude. Even when Paul was in prison, he wrote encouragement to others. Turn in your Bible to Philippians 4 and verse 8. Paul exhorts us to think on these subjects. "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you." Think about these things that are true. What is true? Jesus prayed to the Father in John 17:17, Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. The Bible, God's word, is truth. Think about those scriptures that are important to you. Read your Bible. Highlight or underline those verses that mean something special or significant to you. My friends, we must read the Bible. I encourage you to read your Bible every day. God's word will inspire you. It will help clean up your thoughts and mind. As Jesus said in John 15 and verse 3, "Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." That's the King James Version. Strategy number 4 for surviving stress is maintain a positive attitude. We'll can discuss more inspiring strategies in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this inspiring free CD or compact disc titled Vital Keys to Happiness. This 80-minute CD contains 3 Tomorrow's World audio programs that will help you survive stress. Vital Keys to Happiness, Peace of Mind Through Prayer, and the 7 Laws of Success. These inspiring messages will give you vital principles for conquering your stress, as well as producing godly success, peace of mind, and happiness. These 3 programs will help you in your study of the Bible, and they can help bring true joy to your life and the lives of your family and friends. God wants you to apply these vital biblical keys to happiness and success. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio CD, Vital Keys to Happiness. You can also order this free CD on our website at twtv.org/happiness, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. Call now or go to twtv.org/happiness.
It takes courage and initiative to be a success in life. But our Father in heaven wants you to be truly successful and to experience abundant living. We've briefly discussed 4 strategies for success and happiness in these times of stress. Strategy number 1, seek the highest goals in life. Strategy number 2, claim God's promises. Strategy number 3, pray about everything that worries you. Strategy number 4, maintain a positive attitude. Strategy number 5 for success and happiness in times of stress is determined to do God's will. In fact, the model prayer Jesus gave instructs us to pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That's Matthew 6 and verse 10. One of the greatest keys for success and happiness is to do God's will. One of the Bible themes from Genesis to Revelation is that obedience to God's way of life and His commandments brings blessings. Disobedience brings curses. My friends, pray that you can fulfill God's law of love. Pray that God's will be done in your life. Read your Bible daily to know God's will. Read the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Jesus said in Matthew 5 and verse 7, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." Several Bible versions translate the word blessed as happy. Yes, happy are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Many make the mistake of setting happiness as an end or a goal in itself. They become frustrated because they are not growing, learning, giving, or sharing. As Dennis Prager in his Reader's Digest article, A Simple Truth About Happiness, wrote, "One secret to happiness, quote, is realizing that happiness is a byproduct of something else. The most obvious sources are those pursuits that give our lives purpose. Anything from studying insects to playing baseball. The more passions we have, the more happiness we're likely to experience," end of quote. My friends, be careful not to make happiness an obsessive goal. Such people remind me of the comic strip Luann. The student Luann is confiding to her counselor, Miss Phelps, "Last week, I decided to give up trying to be happy." In the last frame of the comic strip, Luann concludes, "And now I'm much happier." God's will is that you give to others and share your life. As Jesus stated in Acts 20, verse 35, "It's more blessed to give than to receive." Or as the Moffat translation has it, "To give is happier than to get." Fulfilling God's will includes many biblical principles of loving others. For example, Jesus taught us to forgive others. Again, you can read that in the model prayer in Matthew 6 and verse 12. Have you forgiven anyone recently? Forgiveness can even help one overcome depression, according to Paul Meyer, M.D. Dr. Meyer writes in his book, Don't Let Jerks Get the Best of You. Quote, a patient can be depressed for many years. Then forgive the one who caused his repressed anger and totally recover from the depression because his serotonin has been restored naturally and the brain is able to work correctly, end of quote. Forgiving others can produce peace of mind, and doing God's will can turn your depressed life around and bring you joy and happiness. Strategy number 5 for success and happiness in times of stress is determine to do God's will. Strategy number 6, repent and surrender your life to God. The Pharisees and scribes complained that Jesus was spending time with tax collectors and sinners. So Jesus gave the parable of the lost sheep. The owner of 100 sheep leaves the 99 and goes after the lost one. He rejoices when he finds the lost sheep. Jesus said in Luke 15 and verse 7, I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Then Jesus gave the parable of the lost coin and emphasized the same principle in verse 10. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. My friends, true happiness begins by repenting of your sins. After repentance and baptism, God gives the awesome gift of the Holy Spirit, as you read in Acts 2, verse 38. In fact, if any of you would like personal counsel with a minister, just request a visit at your convenience. Just call the number on your screen. That counseling may lead to a new, joyous, happy life that may have been eluding you. Ask God for the gift of repentance. As your Father in heaven sees your repentance, you will grow better acquainted with Him and with your Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Then you will find true joy and happiness. God's message to the world is emphasized in Isaiah 55, verses 6 and 7. He tells everyone to seek Him while there is time. My friends, if you study biblical baptism as stated in Acts 2, verse 38, and if you have come to the place in your life where you have repented and have accepted Christ's sacrifice and His authority over your life, we invite you to counsel with one of our ministers. We have representatives of many regions around the world. Just call the number on your screen or write to one of our regional offices. Strategy number 6 for success and happiness in times of stress is repent and surrender your life to God. We'll reveal an all-important strategy in the conclusion of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this inspiring free audio CD or compact disc titled Vital Keys to Happiness. This 80-minute CD contains 3 Tomorrow's World audio programs, Vital Keys to Happiness, and 2 other programs, Peace of Mind Through Prayer and the 7 Laws of Success. These inspiring messages will give you vital principles for success, peace of mind, and happiness. These 3 programs will help you in your study of the Bible, and they can help bring true joy to your life and the lives of your family and friends. God wants you to apply these vital biblical keys to happiness and success. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio CD, Vital Keys to Happiness. You can also order this free CD on our website at twtv.org/happiness, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/happiness. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 10 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/happiness.
Your Bible gives the keys to overcoming stress. We've briefly discussed 6 strategies for success and happiness in times of stress in our dangerous world. Can we conquer our fears, worries, and anxieties? Yes, we can, with God's help. We must maintain a positive and tranquil mind. And our final strategy will help us do that. Strategy number 7 for success and happiness in times of stress is thank God continually. If you have your Bible, turn to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16. Be sure to mark these verses in your Bible. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. A thankful person will be a happy person. Again, Dennis Prager in his Reader's Digest article, A Simple Truth About Happiness, wrote, quote, "The first secret is gratitude. All happy people are grateful. Ungrateful people cannot be happy," end of quote. Have you observed that characteristic in others or in yourself? Rick Foster and Greg Hicks, authors of How We Choose to Be Happy, put it simply, quote, "Happy people actively appreciate their lives and express gratitude and thanks to the people around them," end of quote. And remember the scripture we read earlier in the program, Philippians 4, verse 6. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." The 7th and final strategy for success and happiness in times of stress is thank God continually. On today's program, we've discussed 7 vital keys to success and happiness in these times of stress. My friends, when you apply these biblical principles, they'll help you to have a joy-filled and happy life. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, came to this earth as an act of love. He gave his life for the world that we might be forgiven. You can be forgiven, and you can begin a new life in Christ. As Jesus said in John 10, verse 10, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." And remember what the Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians 4, 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice." May God bless you with peace of mind and the success and happiness that come from living God's way of life. Be sure to request your free audio CD, Vital Keys to Happiness, and be sure to join us each week on Tomorrow's World. In this world of growing chaos and confusion, you need the solid guidance that comes from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, Rod McNair, and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ, the good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week right here at this same time.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/happiness. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.